The sin that I would like to talk about is David, King David, in the Old Testament. And as a lot of you know, he had a relationship with Bathsheba, and he decided he wanted to have her husband killed. And they were fighting a battle, and he ordered the troops to have him out front and then leave him out front while they pulled back, and he got killed. So not only was he having a sexual sin, but then killing one of his fellow countrymen. So God in his graciousness sent someone to call him to repent, and that was Nathan. And so he went and told David, you know, God knows what you're doing, you know, you need to repent of these sins. And if you read the story, David did. You know, he did repent of his sins. So what I want to call us this morning was maybe a situation where someone comes to us and says, Rick, you have done this wrong. You have sinned in this way. How open are we to hearing other people tell us things like that? The scripture uses the word rebuke and reproof, that is to be part of our love for each other, to be like a mirror, you know, to each other if we see someone doing something wrong. Not in pride, not thinking we're better than the other person, certainly confessing our own sins. In my lifetime, I have certainly sinned a lot, you know, probably more thought sins than actual, you know, living it out sin. And those are just as sinful as other sins. And probably one of them that I'm really guilty of, besides sexual thoughts, is not believing God, lack of faith. You know, and I could probably look back on a lot of situations in my life where I did not believe God with faith in that situation. Husbands, you know, the easiest way for God to speak to you about something like that is through your wife. And wives, you know, the easiest way for God to speak to you about something like that? Through your husbands. That's one reason he has us get married, is to help us mature in Christ. So I just encourage you this morning to confess to the Lord any of the sins that he brings to mind.